Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic jungle drum setups that just feels alive. We're going to route an Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, add a proper jungle swing layer, and set things up so the groove hits hard, but still stays clean enough for a modern DNB mix. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the Amen like one stack loop. Think in layers of responsibility. One lane holds the main backbeat, one lane adds movement and swing, and one lane handles fills, reverses, and switch-ups. That's how you get from a chopped up break to this sounds like a finished record. So first, set up three lanes in your project. Name them Amen Main, Amen Swing Variation, and Amen FX Fills. Keep that structure clear from the beginning, because once you start processing and automating, you want to know exactly which lane is doing what. If you're starting with audio, drop the Amen break onto an audio track and use Slice to new MIDI track. For a more natural jungle feel, choose Transient Slicing. If you want something more grid-based and programmable, go with 1/16 slicing. Either way, the point is to get access to the individual hits so you can rebuild the break with intention. Now listen through the slices and identify the important stuff: kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, little tails, and any percussion details that give the break its personality. In old school jungle, the snare is king. The kick matters too, but the snare is what tells the listener where the floor is. Keep those anchors strong. A useful move here is to rename the slices so you're not guessing later. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, tail. That little bit of organization saves a ton of time once you start duplicating clips and creating variations. Now build the main Amen lane first, and keep it pretty faithful to the original break. Don't get too clever too early. Place the strong kicks and snares where they naturally want to land, and let the ghost note sit underneath them. You want this lane to feel solid and dependable. This is the groove that the listener can lock onto. A good starting velocity range is fairly broad. Strong hits can live around 95 to 127, while ghost notes can sit lower, maybe 35 to 70. Keep the main snares up strong, because if those get weak, the whole break loses attitude. If you repeat hats or little fills, add just a small velocity variation, maybe 5 to 12%. That tiny movement does a lot more than people think. Now duplicate that pattern and make the second lane your swing variation. This is not a totally new break. It should feel related to the main groove, just a little more human, a little more off-center, a little more jungle. Here's where micro-timing becomes your best friend. Move some hats and ghost notes slightly late, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. Leave the main snare anchors mostly where they are. You want the top end to sway around the backbeat, not drag the whole groove into mush. Then bring in the groove pool. Try a subtle MPC-style groove, somewhere around 55 to 62% timing, but don't overdo it. You're aiming for motion, not wobble. If needed, apply groove and then reduce the timing amount to around 20 to 45%. A little randomization can help too, maybe 5 to 12%, but keep it controlled. The best jungle swing feels intentional, not sloppy. A good mental check is this. If the snare feels like it's breathing and the hats feel like they're dancing around it, you're in the right zone. If everything swings equally, it starts to lose that classic breakbeat snap. Next, give that swing variation its own processing chain. This lane is where you can make things a little dirtier and more animated. Start with EQ8. High pass the lane somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it doesn't fight your bass. If the break gets boxy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the hats need more shine, add a gentle shelf up top. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 6 dB. And keep soft clip on if you want it to stay controlled. Then follow with drum bus for more texture. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use crunch carefully. This is a great place to let the variation lane feel a bit more worn, a bit more energetic, without overwhelming the main groove. Now go back to the main lane and keep that one tighter and more centered. This lane should feel punchy, readable, and disciplined. Use EQ8 to clean up any rumble. Maybe a small high pass around 30 to 45 Hz if the sample needs it. Add a bit of drum bus for glue, but keep it lighter than the variation lane. If the snare loses its snap, don't immediately reach for aggressive EQ. Try a small transient boost first. If the low mids are getting in the way, ease out a bit around 180 to 250 Hz. A good habit here is to keep the main lane mostly mono or at least narrow. Jungle drums often hit harder when the core hits stay centered and only the airy stuff spreads out. Now let's build the FX and fills lane. This is where the drum arrives. Put in one bar fills, reversed hits, snare pickups, short rolls, maybe a crash or ride accent if it fits the vibe. Consolidate the fill section so you can loop and audition them easily. This lane is perfect for transitions. For example, in bar 8, you can mute the main break for half a bar and let the FX lane answer with a snare roll or a reversed hit. Then bring everything back on the next downbeat. That call and response move is classic jungle language. It creates anticipation, then pays it off immediately. Once the lanes are behaving properly, group them all into a drum bus. This is where everything glues together. Use a compressor gently, something like a 2-to-1 ratio, with a medium attack so you don't flatten the transients. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want cohesion, not squash. Then add a little drum bus or saturation on the group if needed, and use a QA to clean up any shared mud. You can also check the group with utility to keep an eye on mono compatibility. If the break starts feeling too flattened or too obvious in a bad way, back off the bus compression. In jungle, you want the separate lanes to still feel like separate performances, even though they're living in the same groove. Now think about arrangement. Don't just loop 8 bars and hope for the best. Make the drums evolve in phrases. A good structure might be filtered, break and atmosphere in the intro, then the swing variation starts creeping in during the build, then full drums hit in the drop with fills and switch-ups every 8 or 16 bars. A classic move is to let the variation lane rise slightly during the build, then pull it back in the drop so the main groove feels bigger. Another smart trick is to automate energy instead of just volume. Open the EQ a little on fill bars. Push the saturation a touch before the drop. Pull the variation lane up by a dB or 2 during the build. Those tiny moves make the arrangement feel alive. And remember, jungle energy often comes from subtraction as much as addition. Remove a layer for a bar. Thin out the hats. Let a reverse hit or snare roll speak for a moment. Then slam the full break back in. That contrast is what makes the return feel hard. Here's a really important habit to keep in mind. If the groove feels stiff, shift a few notes before you add more plugins. Micro-timing is often more effective than more compression. If the break feels too messy, tighten the snare anchors and simplify the variation lane. The answer is usually in the balance between control and chaos. For darker old-school vibes, keep the dirty energy selective. Don't distort everything all the time. Let the variation lane be the place where the grime shows up. Maybe crush the fill lane harder than the main lane. Maybe make the hats a little rougher while leaving the kick and snare solid. That contrast gives you attitude without turning the whole mix into fog. If you want to go one step further, resample the full drum bus once the groove feels right. Bounce it. Bring it back in and slice it again. That can give you a more finished, sampled character, and it often feels more like a real record than a perfectly programmed loop. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a clean routing setup. Main break, swing variation, and fills. Slice the MN into usable hits. Keep the main lane solid and recognizable. Push swing and ghost note movement into the variation lane. Use EQ, saturation, drum bus, utility, and gentle compression to shape the feel. Then arrange the drums in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases so the track keeps evolving. If you follow that approach, you're not just editing an amen break, you're building a drum system that performs. That's the heart of jungle, and it's one of the reasons old-school DNB still hit so hard today. Now for the practice challenge. Make an 8-bar loop using this routing setup. Keep the main lane mostly faithful. Shift a few ghost notes late in the variation lane, and add one fill bar with a reversed snare or chopped roll. Then listen back in mono and ask yourself one question. Does it feel like a living jungle groove, or just a loop with swing? If it still feels stiff, loosen the timing a little. If it feels messy, tighten the anchors and reduce the variation. Keep refining until it starts to breathe. That's when you know you've got it.